Today's daf is daf chav gimel. So let's take it three lines down. Rav Acha Burei D'Rava. So Gemara quotes the opinion of Rav Acha Burei D'Rava Masila Mishmei D'Rabbi Elazar. He quotes the name Rabbi Elazar Lekula. He was more meko regarding this, that you're able to make their shavas even when the words are not superfluous. So the order goes as follows. The hierarchy is as follows. Any gzer shava where there's no mufna, meaning both sides, the words are not superfluous. Lemedim, you could still learn such a gzer shava. Umeshivin, but you're also allowed to ask questions. You could challenge them. If it's mufna mitad echad, if only one of the places of the gzer shava is superfluous and the other one is not, so then Rabbi Shmuel lemedim veimeshivin. Rabbi Shmuel thinks that's sufficient to not only learn from a gzeir shav, but even to be invincible to any types of questions. But the Rabbanu lemeidim and Meshivin Rabbanu say, if it's only mufna mital echad, you're allowed to learn, everyone agrees, but he says you could still question such a gzeir shav. And then the third level is mufna mishnei tzadim, if it's the words are extra on both ends of a gzeir shav, then divrei hakol lemeidim ve'ein Meshivin. Everyone agrees, of course, you could learn from such a gzeir shav, but not only that, the gzeir shav is unbreakable, you can't ask any questions. The Gemara now says, Rabbanan, according to the Rabbanan, my ika bein mufna mitad echad le'ena mufna kolikr. Rabbanan hold that if it's not mufna at all, you could question it. And even if it's mufna only from one side, you could also question it. So what's the relevance of whether it's mufna? It should either be, you know, mufna both sides, which is then protected, or not mufna at all. But why do you have a case where it's not mufna, or it's mufna mitad echad? It has the same exact dinim. So what's the relevance of being mufna mitad echad? And the Gemara explains the nafkamina is, when you find the gzeir shava where one of the words is mufna, then there's another option, there's a different gzeir shava, a different route you could take, v'she'en mufna kolik, and there's another gzeir shava where there are no words that are extra. So again, you have two options to make a gzeir shava. Either I can learn to a place where that word in some source is mufna, or I can learn to another gzeir shava where there's no mufna at all. So which option should I choose? Neither one has a question, so they're both very strong gzeir shavas. So the din is shafkin and sheinu mufna mikolikar and gamina bimufna mital echad. Assuming everything's equal, meaning there are no questions in the gzeir shava, whether you choose source A or source B, so then if you have the option, you should choose the one that is mufna mital echad over the one that's not mufna kolikar. And that's the nafkamina. So then, v'hacha here, my pircha yirka. So the question we've been talking about with respect to tumas leida, so learning from the different sources of the behema from Adam, so and we learn from behema of Adam, but we don't learn tanin from Adam, because we said by tanin Adam, it was only mufna mitzad echad. So my pircha yirka, so what was the question we had? There must be a question. There was a challenge. So what was the question? My pircha yirka. Mishum d'ikal mifrak, there's room to ask, mal Adam shekein mitami mechayim, because when it comes to a person when he's alive, he can become tamim. He can become tamim meis, he can become nevela, he can become sheretz, all these things he can become tamim. But bali chayim, the bali chayim, when an animal's alive, an animal cannot become tamim. No matter what happens to it, the only way an animal becomes tamim is when it's dead, when it's a nevela. But when it's alive, it can't be. So since there's more chumras, legabi Adam, with regards to tumah, that even when he's alive, he can become tamim. So too, when it comes to a woman who's mapelas something that looks like a ben chai, a bal chai rather, an animal, she should not become tamei. Only when it comes to an adam. So for that reason, there's room to ask the question, this connection between the adam and that of the behema. So then the Gemara says, v'chein amar Rabbi Chiya bar Abba, amar Rabbi Yochanan, v'chein mitamei der b'meir. That's the reason Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir is the one who holds again that if a woman is mapella, say dmus behema chayv of, she's metame tumas leida. Hol v'nemru bo, since it says yitshira k'adam, since when describing the pasuk, the creation of an animal, all three of behema chayv of, it's described as yitshira, and so too by an adam, the word yitshira is used as well. So that's the gzer shava, just like there's a tumas leida of an adam, so too there's tumas leida if a woman were to be mapella, say dmus behema chayv of. So Gemara says, Amar le Rabbi Ami. Rabbi Ami challenges this and says, wait a second, El Miata, if that's the case, so Mapel is Dumus Har Imo Tmei Leida. Let's say a woman were to give birth to something that looks like a mountain. Okay, strange case, but that's the suggestion. So she should be Tamei as well if she's Mapel is a Har, or Dumus Har. Shinamar Kihine Yotzer Harim Ubari Ruach. The Kodesh Baruch Hu creates mountains. So we should apply the Yitzirah Gzer Shava to a Har as well. So we don't find such a case where a woman's mapel sahar or demus har, she's matami tumas leda. Amalei har mikam apelas. Does it happen? Does a woman give birth to a har? Evan he did come apelas. No, if anything comes out that might resemble a har, it's at best an evan, a rock, a stone, not a har. A woman's not big as a har, let alone what she can be mapelas. So how gush ikre? That's called a mound of dirt. But it's not a har, and therefore it's not even shayach to talk about har. Yes, a har kine yotzer harim, but it doesn't happen. It doesn't exist when it comes to a woman being mapelas har, and therefore it's not relevant. So el miat, if that's the case, so mapelas ruach te imot meleda. So if a woman gives a birth, or she lets out some ruach, so then that should make her tamei tumas leda. Benemruba, because it says hol benemruba bria be'adam. It says Adam was created uksichsiv v'ay ruach, and also ruach it calls it bar ruach. That pasuk we mentioned before. Ki ne yotzer harim uvarei ruach. Kadosh Baruch Hu creates ruach. So we have a gezer shava bari by Adam and bari by ruach. So therefore, if a woman's mapelas ruach, she should be tamei tumas leda. If you're going to tell me lo mufna, then maybe this gezer shava where the words are not superfluous and therefore not available to ask to make a gezer shava. So midhavilei limichtav yotzer harim v'ruach. Since it could have simply said in the pasuk in Amos ki ne yotzer harim and ruach, but yet it adds in uvare ruach unnecessarily. Ksiva ubar ruach shma mina lafnui. It's extra. It's available, and therefore it's a very good gezer shava. So a woman should be tumas leda if she's mapelas a ruach because of vorei haruach, vorei ruach. And so the Gemara answers, Amar lei, donin divrei Torah midivrei Torah, vein donin divrei Torah midivrei Kabbalah. We make a gezer shava from one place in the Torah to another place in the Torah. But to learn from the Torah from a place in divrei Kabbalah, in Nevi'im, this pasuk of ki hinei yotzer harim uvorei ruach is found in Amos, which is in Nevi'im, so that we don't make a gezer shava, and that's why it doesn't work. Now, Tosfos Rashi does point out, this is only true if there's a possibility to learn a gezer shava from a Torah, from divrei Torah. But let's say you have a masar of a gezer shava. There's a word in one place, and there's a word somewhere else. But you can't find any gezer shava within the Torah, so then you could fall onto divrei Kabbalah. You can't make such a gezer shava. This is only talking about when there's an available gezer shava to be made within the Torah, then you cannot resort to a source in divrei Kabbalah. Gemara now says, Ramba bar bar chana amar v'yokhan ha'inu taima de Rabbi Meir. The reason why Rabbi Meir says that a woman is a mitami tumas leida b'mapels p'imachai v'of, kol v'einayim domos kishil adam. A different reason. Up until now we just spoke about a gzer shava. Now we're saying no, because an animal to a certain extent looks like a human, at least with regards to the eyes of an animal appear like that of a human being. So let's see how that works. El miata. Hamapelas demus nachash tehei imo tamei leida. If a woman were to be mapelas a snake, so she should be tamei tumas leida because holve gal eino agula kishel adam. The circle of the eye, the shape of the eye is that similar to that of an adam. If you're going to tell me, yeah, no, if she's mapelas a nachash, she's tamei tumas leida. Well, listen, nachash. So why didn't the Mishnah list this? She's a behei mechay of and nachash as well. So Gemara says no. The reason why it didn't single out Nachash is because Itana Nachash, had it mentioned only Nachash, and then Habami, I would have thought, but Nachash would deplete Yerban Aleh, the Rav Meir. That's where Ravan argue that the Nachash, that while Rav Meir thinks that the Nachash is Tamei Tumas Leida, Chacham say no, that giving Mapelas Nachash does not create Tumas Leida, but it's only there. The Rabbanim say that they argue that the Nachash doesn't work. Why? The Dilok Tibbe Yetzirah. It doesn't mention Yetzirah anywhere by the Nachash. But other types of animals, I would have thought, had the Mishnah only mentioned Nachash, I would have thought other cases, then Chachamim would agree to Rabbi Meir that it would Mapelas Behemah Chayev Oof would be Mentame Tumas Leita. Aval Behemah Chayev Lo Pligi, he wouldn't argue. Dichtibe Yetzirah, since the Behemah Chayev Oof are described as Yetzirah, so maybe there Chachamim would agree that Gezer Shava is true, and would Mentame Tumas Leita. So that's why the Mishnah didn't specify Nachash, it just said Behemah Chayev Oof, all of them, are mitame tumas leida, including a nachash, which is a type of chai. So the Gemara says, the reason is here, and this idea is that the eyes, the shape of the eyes is similar to the shape of the eye of an animal, is similar to the shape of the eye of a human. So the Gemara says, wait a second, is that really true? With regards to mumin, the Gemara's and Bechoros tell us various blemishes that render either person or an animal, Tame, a person from being a Kohen and an animal from being a Karbon. So there lists that if you have an animal that's born, a bechor, a firstborn, and it turns out one of his eyes is the shape of a human being's eye. So that's actually a mum. So we see clearly, so then the animal's eye is different than the human's eye, because if an animal has a human eye, it's impossible, it's a mum. So they're not the same. How can we say above that the Rebbe Meir's reason why if you woman's mapelas behema, it's because it has a similar eye to that of an adam. So Gemara says, Lokasha, there is no contradiction. They're talking about different parts of the eye. Ha, that which we said, the eyes of the behema similar to the eyes of the adam, of a human being, is bu'ukma, with regards to black in the eye, that's similar. They're both circles. Ha, bitsiria, but when it comes to the shape of the eye, the eye socket, I guess it would be, so there we would say it's different. The shape of a human being is more circular, of the animal is more, I don't know, angled of some sort, whatever how they describe the difference here, but that's what it's referring to. So when it comes to the mumim, it's describing the eye socket, that's different. The Gemara earlier talked about the gzer shava, or not gzer shava, the connection, it's talking about the black part of the eye. Now, I'll just ask, I don't know the answer. I don't know why, according to Rebbe Meir, just because the black of the eye of the animal is similar to the black of the eye of a human being, I'm not sure why that would be sufficient reason to say it's considered a gerleza. You would imagine you need much more than just the color black in the eye. There must be something significant to the eye in that particular part of the eye. Okay. Gemara now says, Rebbe Yannai, Amar Hayinu Tamei de Rebbe Meir, the reason why Rebbe Meir says that Tumas Leida, Apelas Behem Mechayiv Elfes Tamei Tumas Leida, he gives a third reason why it's Tamei Tumas Leida. He says, Hol Vei Neyam, Hol Choslef Neyam, Kishal Adam. Just like the eyes of a animal is in front of them, just like the eyes of a human being is in front of them, as opposed to a Nachash is on the side, the fish are on the side as well, but by Behem Mechayiv Elf, they're all in the front. Gemara says, really? Bahare Elf? A wild animal, their eyes are not in front of the head, they're on the side of the head. They look from the side, not in the front. Different animals have different places where the eyes are, but they're not like that of a human being. So Gemara says, Amar Bai says, we spoke about, a bird's eyes are on the side of the head. They look to the side that way. They're not placed in front of the head. So the Gemara says, Amar Bai, Rabbi Meir says, din only, Bikaria Vikipusa, different types of bird. I'm guessing one's an owl, but I don't know, do they define these terms?
Types of owls.
Oh, very good. All right, very good. I had no idea. I just guessed because I know owls have eyes in the front. Okay, Baruch Shekivamti. So different types of owls, I don't know what type of owls they are, but different types of owls where their eyes are in the front, those are the only types of Demus Of, that if a woman's mapelas karya or kipufa, that would be metame here because the eyes are in the similar place to that of an adam. But other types of birds where the eyes are on the side of the head, that he would not agree, it's metame too much later. The Gemara says, v'bishar ofo is low. By other birds, it's not the case. He doesn't say too much later. He really only says it by an owl and a similar type. The Gemara says, meisive, Rabbi Chanina ben Antignos Omer, nirin divi Rabbi Meir, v'behema v'chaya, V'divrei chachamim be'ofos. So what he's saying here is Rabbi Chanina says, I agree to Rabbi Meir that a woman's metamei tumas leida if she gives birth to a being, a creature that is similar to a behemah chaya. But I agree to chachamim that say they're tahor by an oaf. But the implication is my ofos, when it says birds, it supplies that they're arguing about both ofos. That Rabbi Meir is arguing about all ofos, not just those owls. So my ofos, ilema bekarya v'kipufa, only those types of owls. So why only does he agree to the behema of a chaya, like Rabbi Meir, that they're tamei? Because the name, holochosos name, kishal adam, because the eyes are in front of the head, like the human. Those are the way animals, behemoths, and chayas are. The karya of the kifufu nami. So, but in owls, the eyes are also in front of the head. So he should agree to Rabbi Meir, even by the ofos that are being described here, which are namely the owls. El pshita must be, b'shar ofos, they're talking about other birds, meaning when he says we pass like chachamim, that ofos are tower, that's regarding all other birds outside of the owls. So, but what comes out from this discussion is that they're arguing about ofos, whether all ofos are tummy or not. And Rabbi Meir comes out, even though Rabbi Chanina doesn't pass like Rabbi Meir, legavi ofos, but it's clear that Rabbi Meir holds, by ofos in general, there is a tumas leida. So, ela, again, pshita, b'shar ofos, mechlal, de Rabbi Meir, palig, b'shar ofos. So Gemara says, no, chasur mechzer, there's something missing here in this brisa that we just brought in the name of Rabbi Chanina ben Antignus, which is as follows. chasur mechsera. V'hachi katan. Rabbi Chanina ben Antignus Omer nirin divir Rabbi Meir behem of chaya v'hu adin lekarya v'kipufa. He adds those two words in, and also by these owls, the tumas leida. Divir chachamim b'shar ofos, by other birds we agree to chachamim. Why? Because she'af Rabbi Meir lo nechlak imayim. Because even Rabbi Meir agrees by other birds, they're tahor, because the eyes are on the side of the head. Fine. So Tani, the Brisa says, and this is the Brisa that's being brought as a raya. Amar Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Tzadok, Hamapelas min behema v'chayel l'divrei Rabbi Meir v'lad. If you woman's mapelas, an animal of any type of wild animal, domesticated animal, behema chaya, Rabbi Meir holds it's a v'lad, and it's tumas leda, and the divrei chachamim ain't a v'lad, it's not a v'lad. When it comes to a bird, inspect it. Inspect what? Lamai tibadik. What are you inspecting for? Lab the divrei Rabbi Meir, damer karya vikifufa in sharofos lot, to check what type of bird it is, where the species are, where the eyes are located. So to see from this brisa that's a support that Rabbi Meir only says it's din when the eyes are like that of an owl. That's why you must inspect the type of bird, what type of mapelas it was. Look at the vlad. If it looks like a bird, that's like an owl, it's tame. If it doesn't look like an owl, it's she's tame. The Gemara says no, not true. Amar v'acha b'rei d'rav ika, this last brisa, when it says to tibadik, to inspect, lo tibadik l'rabbanan damir karya v'kufa in sharofos lo. It's possible to say that you should check for the rabbanan to see if it's an owl or not an owl. Meaning rabbanan agree to an owl, but other birds, they say it's tower. But that's only shita's rabbanan. But that implies for Rabbi Meir, he even thinks by sharofos is tameh. So the Gemara says it's unclear then, this is not a proof where Rabbi Meir's shita is by other birds. We don't know. So Maishna Kari v'kifufa, again, what's the reason why Chachamim Matame Tumas Leda by owls? Mibehema v'chaya hol v'yeshlen listos ki adam. Because for their explanation, because since apparently the way the cheekbones are, I think, right, the way they're situated, so that's what's really similar to it, but not based on the eye sockets or the eyes that are located, rather the way the cheekbones are, standing up and sharp of some sort. I don't know exactly the description here, but that's really the reason driving the Chachamim to thinking that these owls are tameh tumas leida. Okay, the Gemara now says last few lines of Na'alf here, that Boy Minei Rabbi Yirmiya Rabbi Zeira, a fascinating discussion here. More fascinating is really not the question at hand, really it's about the back and forth here. So what do I mean? So Gemara says, "By Minei Rabbi Yirmiya Rabbi Zeira, the Rabbi Meir Damar Behema Bemei Ishav Lad Malyu." According to Rabbi Meir, who holds that if there's an animal, or at least an animal-looking child that's inside the womb of a mother, that's a Vlad Malyu. That's a good Vlad. Now let's take it to the next step. The Kiva Bavia Kedushin. So let's say the father of this child, this creature, this animal, the father wants to accept Kedushin, that this child should be married to someone else. So Lamai Nafkamina, let's raise the Achosa. The question is, so is that going to be Chal, that Kedushin, to Aser the Mekadesh, whatever man she's having married this Vlad that looks like a Behema, will Aser her sister or not? That's the Nafkamina. So Gemara says, Lamaymer Dechai, is this to say that such a child will live? If a child really resembles an animal, so would that child live? I mean, the only child of Kedushin is only the child comes out alive, and it's Chaya. So are you going to say that such a child would actually live? Rabbi Meir only says it's din of Tumas Leida by the Muslim Behem of Chaya only because this type of min would actually live. So, if this type of min wouldn't live at all, so it's not even Shach to speak of Tumas Leida. So it's a mashma from here that according to Rav, that only this min is kayin, but the vlad itself is not makayin. I mean, what we're saying here is, which types of animals that this child looks like will make it tame? If it resembles another type of min, a real type of species, but only because that min is miskayin. But never did it say that this particular vlad will live. It won't itself live kayin, but it's not going to live. It just can't live. If a woman somehow has a cow coming out of her, that animal, that calf won't live. So the Gemara says, Amar Rav Acha Bar Yaakov as follows. So certainly such a vlad that looks like a behemoth won't live. And it's a mamish of full nefil, and there's no shayfas for kedushin. So what was going on? What was the question? It was a strange question to ask. Rabbi Yirmiya knew this wasn't going to happen. This animal, this child wouldn't live. So what's he asking Rabbi Zeira the question about marriage or not? So Ad Kan Havi Rabbi Meir Rabbi Zeira Lidei Gichach. What's going on here is he's trying to get him to smile v'lo gachach. Let's take a look at Rashi. Lidei Gichach, that's the last four lines of Rashi, Tzchok, laughter. B'chol tachvulot halalu, Eisek Rabbi Yirmiya Lahavi Rabbi Zeira, he was trying to make him laugh. Usually, Rabbi Zeira is a very serious guy. The overall shas, you see this in many plays. Rabbi Zeira left Bavel to go learn in Eretz Yisrael, and he wanted to erase his memory of everything he learned in Bavel. He felt all the Torah was corrupt there and it was krum. So he fasted 100 fast days and to forget all of Torah, so he could come with a clean mind into learning to Eretz Yisrael. You find a number of occasions Rabbi Zeira is very, very serious. So Rabbi Yirmiya is trying to, have him crack a smile a little bit. So he asked him strange questions in the halacha. Maybe that would make him smile, but it didn't work. Why? Because the asal adam shimali piv shok, you can't ever be happy. You can't be too excited. You can't have too much entertainment. And Rabbi Zeira machmir tvei, was very, very machmir in this regard. So the question becomes, is this din of not being mali shok, is that even with regards to Torah? Or only outside of Torah is this iser? So that seems to be the debate going on here. So the Ritva points out that bedichas, which is jokes and ilatav, it's a mutter, completely mutter to make jokes. It's, the Gemara talks about bedichusa, that I think it was Rav or Bai, one of them opened up their shir every single shir with a joke. It's very important, and Chachamim were very, very used to doing this. But there was just very, very machmir on this din, mitzat kedusha, and that's the understanding. I recall seeing one someplace that they connected this to the famous Gemara in Megillah, where come Rabba v'shachet Rabbi Zeira. Rabba was having a prim suddah with Rabbi Zeira, and he got up and he shechted Rabbi Zeira. And the deal was, he's trying to get Rabbi Zeira to be like happy a little bit. And even on Purim, Rabbi Zeira wouldn't get happy, so he killed him. He killed him. He just couldn't handle spending a prim suddah with a guy who was so serious. Either way, that was what was going on here. It wasn't really a serious question. So Gemara now says that the last two lines of the Amud here, Gufa. Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Amar Rab, Lo Amar Rabbi Meir, Elohol B'mina Meskayim. The only reason why Rabbi Meir says that a woman's Matame Tumas Leida when it gives birth to a child with a Demus Behema Chayv Op is because there's a similar a similar species that does exist. So Amar Rabbi Rav Yirmiya Medifti, Af Ananami Tanina, we also learn in the Mishnah here that this Vladas B'demus Behema will not actually live itself, even according to Rabbi Meir. The din is that this is referring to Bechor Lenachla. So the din is only the firstborn child to the man would get the Bechor, would get teleportion, Pishnayim. But let's say the woman gives him Mapelas, she's Mapelas something, and it's not Mekayim, it's not a Vlad. So that will not exempt the second born. The second child born, that will be the Bechor. Because the first one wasn't considered a vlad. So it depends, what was that first vlad that was a miscarriage? Was it really an adam? Was it not an adam? What comes out, if that first nafal that she gave birth to looked like a behema chayv of, that is considered considered worthless, and that's not considered a vlad, and the next child to be born is going to be the bechor and collect on pishnayim. So we see Rabbi Meir holds that a birth of a behema chayv of is not considered a vlad ma'ayoy. And Chamim Omrim, Ad Shei Bo Mitzvot Adam, one sec, I apologize. But so that was regarding Bechor and Lenachla. But with regards to Pidyon HaBen, though, Pidyon HaBen has to say Peter Rechem, that the first born son to the woman, so that would be considered, if she gives birth to Behem Chai V'Of, then it would exempt the next child born from having a Pidyon HaBen. So, however, Chacham argue, no, the only time a Nefil is able to exempt the next child from Pinyon HaBen, it's only true if it's Ad Shei Bo Mitzvot Adam. What comes out from this, Rabbi Meir holds that even though that this Behema, this Vlad won't live, it still is sufficient enough to be considered a Vlad, Nafkamina being its Matame Tumas Leda, and it's also going to exempt the child born after from Pinyon HaBen. Now, the Mishnah continues, this is the Mishnah Maseches Becharos, Hamapel Sandal. How do you define sandal? I always forget this amniotic sac, is it?
No, they just call it a sandal, but they are another place that they explain it's a flattened
look. Looks like a sandal.
No face.
Okay. Oh, shilya, that's the amniotic sac? No, that's the next one. The shilya is the fetus, maybe?
Afterbirth.
Afterbirth, okay. Oh, shapir, which is the skin of the Vlad, and the Merukam, which is defined here as the limbs start to, I guess, appear slowly, and the Yotzi Mechutach, or a child that's born with the limbs cut up. All these, Haba'achra v'b'chor l'nachla v'ena b'chor l'koin. All these, if they're given birth to, so it will exempt the child afterwards from b'chor l'nachla. The one afterwards will be b'chor l'nachla, meaning it didn't affect the halachas of b'chor l'nachla. It wasn't a vlad with respect to b'chor, pishnayim, and the next child would be the b'chor, but it would exempt in terms of b'chor l'koin. It is considered peter rechem. Now, if you were to think to chayim, that such an vlad, but the most Adam would actually live, so then Haba Achara B'chor L'Nachla Mihavi. So then, how can we just say before that this type of Vlad, the B'dimus Behema, we said it's not considered a Vlad with respect to B'chor L'Nachla. It's the next child that's born is going to get B'chor L'Nachla. But if this animal, this child animal, is able to live, so then it should exempt the child afterwards. So it must be that it's understood that a Vlad, B'dimus Behema, cannot live, Einachaya, and that's why the very next child would be considered the B'chor, the Nachla, for a Pishnayim. And where it says, no, Amar Rabba says, Liolam Dechai, really such a Vlad, B'dimus Behema, can live. Well, if it can live, so then that should be getting the Pishnayim, not the next animal, not the next child, rather. So Gemara says, Shiny Hasim, there it's different by B'chor L'Nachla. B'chor L'Nachla is not so much about whether it's a Vlad or not a Vlad, whether it will live or not live. Rather, it's depending on Tamar Kra, Reish's Ona. Reish Ona means his first Ona, which is his first Avelis, Animus. Mishalibo Dava Alava. It's a person, a father, whose heart would be so distraught to lose such a child. Yatazeh, so Ein Libo Dava Alava, because it's a strange situation, but if one were to give birth to a child that doesn't have a Demus Adam, but Demus Behema, there a father wouldn't care much about. And since he doesn't have the Diva Dava Libo, it wouldn't qualify for Bechor. It would be the next child that has a Vlad, the Demus Adam, where the father would be Reish Ono. So it's a technicality in how Bechor L'Nachla works, even though it might be a Vlad, and even though it might be Chaya as well. Okay, let's go a little further now. The Gemara says, Vayimenei Ravad, the Barava Me'abaye. He asks the question from Abaye, the Rebbe Meir Damer, Behema B'mei Yishe Vlad Malyehi, that a Behema or a Vlad, B'dimus Behema, inside a mother, is considered a real Vlad. Adam B'mei Behema Mai. What if it's the opposite? Let's say an Adam or Tzurat Adam is inside a Behema, what would the din be? So the Gemara says, L'mai Nachminu, what's the relevance? There's no too much later to a cow. If a cow gives birth to an Adam, there's no too much later. So what's the Nachminu? La shiruye bachila, whether you could eat it, right? Because normally we know that you cannot eat an adam, but let's say now it gets born from a cow, so maybe if you shech the cow and you find the adam inside, maybe that would be mutar ayday the shechita of the mother. Gemara says, "Vatif shelei mihal de Rabbi Yochanan." Let's answer it from a statement in the name of Rabbi Yochanan. The Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan tells us this is the Gemara in Chulin, that hashochet es behema umata b'demus yona asur b'achila. So we have a similar case that if you shech the cow and you find inside a calf that looks like a yona, so then you can't eat it. So if you can't eat a yona inside, so certainly you shouldn't be able to eat a adam inside a behema either. That should be the very simple answer. And the Gemara rejects this and says no. That case of yona is actually more of a problem than that of an adam. Why? Because hachi hasha. Let's understand this now. Hasim over there by the yona case lo process ika. There are no, the legs aren't split, there are no split hooves or of any sort. So there's nothing to speak of there. There's nothing split there. But hacha here, by the Adam, the Prasuleka granted that there are no split hooves here, but parsa miyika, but at least there are hooves to speak of. There's a palm of a foot, which is like a hoof of some sort, and therefore, or whatever you call it, it's more likely you would allow an Adam than that of a yona. Now there is no answer, just saying you can't prove from the statement of Rabbi Yochanan, just because a yona inside a cow is usher doesn't mean an adam inside a cow is usher as well. Okay, the Gemara now says, kol bo he says that any vlad that has no tzura of an adam does not qualify as a vlad. So Amar Rav Yirmiya bar Abba Amar Rav, hakol modim gufo tayish v'pan of adam. Let's say everyone agrees, you have a vlad, the body is like a tayish, which is like a type of sheep, and their face is like an Adam, okay? And I think they have myths about such creatures. So what happens? So the din is that's an Adam, because the body is an Adam, and the woman would be Matami Tumas later. But let's say it's the opposite. Goof Adam has got a body of a man, who part of ties, but the face is a sheep. Local, and that's nothing, because Lo Nechlaku, so that everyone agrees to again. If the body is, so it goes based on the face. If the face is an Adam, it's Adam. If the face is a sheep, it's a sheep. But Lo Nechlaku, they only argue about Ela Shepan of Adam, but its face is that of a human. But Nivra Ba'ayin Achas Kebehema, but one of the eyes of this Adam is the shape of a behema. Shri Rabbi Meir Omer, Mitzurus Adam, that Mitzurus Adam, he holds that only some of it has to be like an Adam, but not the entire face, and therefore, since some of it's like an Adam, it's Tumas Leda. But Cham Omer Kol Tzurus Adam, you need the entire face to be like that of an Adam, and since one of the eyes is that of a behema, it would not qualify as Tzurus Adam and not Mitame, the mother, Tumas Leda. So Amr Lo, they asked the question to Rav Yirmiyah Bar Abba, V'ha Yitzchatan, then we have the Brisa that says the opposite. The Rav Meir says, Omer Kol Tzurus Adam, you need the entire face to be like that of an Adam, but Chachamim Omerim Mitzurus only part of the face, and that's sufficient. So Amr Lo, they say back, okay, Itani Tani, if it's a Brisa, it's a Brisa, and we'll accept it, and we'll reverse everything around. The Rav Meir says, Mitzurus Adam, and Chacham hold Kol, Rabbi Meir holds Kol Tzurus Adam, and Chacham holds Mi Tzurus Adam. So Amar Rav Yirmiyah Bar Abba, Amar Rav Yochan, Meitzach, and Vigvinim, the forehead, and the eyebrows, Veinayim, the eyes, Lisatos, which are the cheekbones, and Vigabos Hazakan, and the, what's this, is the beard, part of the beard, the middle of the beard, I think. So then, Achu, Kulam, Gecha, they all have to be the same of an Adam. But the ears do not have to be like that of an Adam. In other words, to qualify of Lad, to be Tzurus Adam, all those, the forehead, the eyebrows, the eyes, the cheekbones, and the beard, have to be similar, but you don't need to have the ears similar to that of an Adam. So Rav Amar Chasa, that's a name of, he was quoting the name of Talmud Chacham, whose name was Chasa, Meitzach, Va'gavin, Va'ayin, Va'letes, V'gabazakin, Zakan, Achi, Kulam, Kiachad, that's, I think, the same opinion. He just leaves out
one half of the beard area.
Oh, well, only one half. He says the gabazakan as opposed to gabosazakan. Okay. So then, v'lopliki there's a machlokas. Gemara says ha kiman damar kol tzura, v'ha damar mitzuras. One holds you need the entire face, and one says it's enough to have only part of the face to look like an Adam. So Meisiv asks the Gemara, tzura kapanim shamru. That what we spoke of the tzuras Adam. This is referring to this a tosefta. How do you define a child that looks like an Adam? A few parts of Echa min apartufim. Even if only one limb of the limbs, the one eye or the forehead or the cheek, one cheekbone, all these, if that's there, that's, if it's all like, an Adam, chutz min ha'ozen, except for the ear, so that's not called a vlad. So Gemara says, 1 second here. Right, so the din is that as long as one of the limbs or one of the parts or features of a face is like an Adam, that's enough. Except if it's just the ozen that's like an Adam, that wouldn't suffice. The ozen is not part of the picture, but everything else, if there's only even just one limb, that's sufficient to define it as an Adam. So Gemara says, Lemeber, is this to say the Mechad Nami Sagi? Just to say that Chachamim, who say you only need part of the face, it's enough to have just one? I mean, you need more than just one, not just just one eye. You have a whole, animal looks like a cow, and one eye looks like an Adam. That's really sufficient for Chachamim to define this as an Adam. So the Gemara says that Amar Abai says that Kitanya Hahi La'akev Tanya Ukman Damar Kultur. It's not referring to what creates an Adam, what disqualifies from being an Adam. In other words, we're starting from the other direction. We hold that the din is that you need kol tzuras adam. The entire face, every feature must be that of an adam. But if there's just one limb that's not like an adam, that will disqualify and is not called an adam unless the one feature that's like a behemoth is the ear. The ear does not disqualify the tzura of an adam. Ibai's ema, alternatively, the Gemara suggests, liolam kiman damar mitzuras. Really, it's talking about you only need part of the face. But my echad. It means that you need one of each part. I mean, one eye and that's it, doesn't work. But there's one eye and one nostril and one part of the beard and one cheekbone, all that, as long as one of every part of the face is like an Adam, that's sufficient to give it the tzura of an Adam. Okay, I think this is a good stopping point.
So.
Okay, fine.
Okay.
Shabbos. Have a wonderful Shabbos.